Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Two of the most prestigious music schools in the country, Berklee College of Music and Boston Conservatory, have officially agreed to merge. The schools announced their intentions to join forces last summer and have now filed papers to do so in a deal that will close next June. Today, we're going to revisit a conversation with Presidents Roger Brown of Berklee and Richard Ortner of the Boston Conservatory when they first announced their plans last July. The two schools are known for two very different kinds of training, of musical and artistic training. Berklee focuses on jazz and contemporary music, the Boston Conservatory on classical. And I started out our conversation last spring by asking Richard Ortner why it makes sense for the two schools to join forces and bridge the divide between classical and modern.
First of all, we believe that our students have crossed that divide and continue to cross it virtually every week. They don't see the artificial boundaries that were created between classical music and popular music in the last 150 years, say. We see this in the work that they do together all the time. We're really picking up on, I think, an idea that's been in the air for us for some number of years. It's a happy accident of history that these two schools, ours, the Boston Conservatory, approaching its 150th anniversary, excelling in classical music and dance and theater, especially musical theater, and Berklee, a younger institution, but specializing in all of the uniquely American musics first, and now in global musics. And it's precisely that breadth of perspective that we want to offer our students.
So, Roger Brown, let me get your perspective. What does Berklee get out of this?
Well, you know, one of the things I take pride in is getting to know our students and trying to follow what their career is like when they leave Berklee. And a person who chooses to pursue music or dance or music theater is a fearless and courageous person, and the world they're entering is very uncertain. So I want to do whatever is possible to improve their chances of success. So if a performer in the jazz or popular or hip-hop or Latin music domain has some additional choreography and movement and that helps them have a breakthrough, that's fantastic. If Berklee attracts a classically trained musician who wants to be a film composer and some of the work they could do at the Boston Conservatory helps accelerate their career, that makes sense to me. And as Richard said, the media is converging. You know, you rarely listen to music anymore. You watch music. In fact, I think YouTube consumes about a third of the bandwidth of all the internet usage in the United States of America. And a lot of that is music. But people are watching it, so you need choreography and movement to accompany your music. So I guess at its core, we've asked ourselves, what could make us better institutions that would create more success for our students? And we firmly believe that coming together could do that.
Richard Ortner, you know, if I understand correctly, when a student gets accepted to the Boston Conservatory, he or she gets accepted as a dancer or as an actor or as a musician, and then they follow a pretty rigid conservatory curriculum in their specific field. So how might this change once the students have access to the Berklee curriculum as well?
Well, I think conservatories all over the country have been struggling with exactly that question, how to provide students of today who were born with these devices in their hands and who spend a third of their time communicating via these devices, how to provide them with the kind of digital and audio and video and internet platforms that their new careers and the new kind of art forms that they're exploring require. Obviously, Berklee has long expertise in precisely those things. And we're hoping to kick down enough doors between the schools to enable students in both schools to share an environment that takes the best of all of that and allows them, as Roger said, to move forward in an unparalleled way.
What about bringing together different institutions with different cultural traditions and different size? Berklee has 4 times more students than the Boston Conservatory, an endowment 20 times as big. Well, so let me stick with you, Richard Ortner. I mean, how much autonomy is the conservatory going, is it going to give up autonomy in this merger?
I think in terms of certain institutional priorities, sure, there's some loss of autonomy. But Roger and I and our boards have been discussing this deeply. And the conservatory will pretty much operate and look and feel like the conservatory For some time, only on steroids, only better.
And it'll be called the Boston Conservatory at Berkeley.
That's correct. That's what we have in mind.
Right. Well, what's your take on this, Roger Brown?
Well, my take is even within the conservatory, the culture of the dance program is very different from the music theater program, is very different from the music program. And within Berkeley, our electronic production and design major is quite different from our music therapy major. So we're used to having ecosystems within a larger institution where cultures are different. Part of the art of doing this merger will be to allow the cultures to be independent and autonomous where they should be, but having the good sense to integrate those things where, again, it will make it a better school for the students. So that's part of what we're working on now and why the board approved this. So let's make sure we know how to do it.
Yeah.
So we're getting faculty and alumni and student input, and we're trying to make sure that we have a good plan. We know that mergers are hard to do and cultures are different, and the conservatory has a proud almost 150-year-old history. We want to honor that, but at the same time, I think both of us are focused less on their 150-year history and our 75-year history, and more like what are the next 75 or 150 going to be like?
Well, you mentioned the challenges of mergers. In fact, Salem State University and Montserrat College of Art in Beverly ended their efforts to merge. We don't know all the reasons why, but what kinds of I mean, you must be thinking about the challenges. I mean, mm-hmm. Richard Ortner, what keeps you up at night about the, what particular challenge occurs to you?
Well, I think the challenge of integrating some of our coursework is the big one that's on the table. Mm-hmm. I think the challenges of understanding each of us what the contact hour requirements of the different educations that we provide are. As you mentioned earlier, students arrive at the conservatory as a dancer or an actor or a musician. Students arrive at Berkeley as a Berkeley student and don't declare a major until their third semester, choosing from among the four disciplines, broadly speaking, that are on offer there. So they are very different on the way in. Our audition procedures are very different. But that said, can we benefit from Berkeley's very robust network of international partners and the platform for recruitment that they use internationally? You bet we can.
Yeah. Now, you said, I came across an interesting quote. You've said, we are who we are because we do what we do the way we do it. And I'm curious what you mean by that. And if that sort of, that just sounds like such a, we know who we are and we always have and we always will. But it seems like you've got to sort of think differently about that now.
No, I think that this is one of the things that moves us into the future, actually. That's a reductive statement about mission. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is that the faculty own curricular decisions and the faculty own admissions standards. But beyond that, they are the ones who are thinking creatively about what the careers of the future look like. I do believe that this merger will be led by students and faculty. They will be the ones 2, 3, 4 years from now who are telling us what they want mm-hmm. out of this newly rich environment.
Right. So I want to ask you both sort of this idea about the 21st century artist and how he or she operates mm-hmm. and how her needs are evolving. Roger Brown, I'll start with you.
Well, the 21st century artist is an entrepreneur, whether he or she knows it. Mm-hmm. They need to have a social media presence. They need to generate fans. The old model for a musician was you go play showcases and you hope a record label executive sees you and signs you, and then they take care of all that other stuff. Sometimes you hate what they tell you to do, but often it works. The new model is you don't get a label's interest until you have millions of YouTube followers, until you can book shows on your own that sell out. And I look at some of our recent alumni as examples that, you know, the number one song in the United States, and in fact, 94 countries around the world for about 18 weeks, was a Berkeley alum from 2 years ago. He didn't know a lot about choreography and movement, but you watch what he does now, and he has figured that out. So I think helping students think about their social media presence, how they use visuals to support what they do, how they use movement and choreography, and then should you even go for a label deal or do you want to be an independent entrepreneur? Another thing we're seeing at Berkeley is the marriage while they're students of managers with producers and engineers and artists. And that's another thing I think we can bring to the conservatory. We have a music business department, and those young people can pair up with an exciting small ensemble from the conservatory, and they can blast out of school as a unit and start booking gigs and making money as artists right away.
And that is indeed the future that classical musicians are looking for as well. the 21st century artist in the classical realm. Today, they are ensembles like Eighth Blackbird and So Percussion and The Knights from Brooklyn. This is the way music is being made today by our students. We hope there will always be a Boston Symphony Orchestra and a Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. But the digital platforms of today are disintermediating, if you will, the need for these large institutions. It is the entrepreneurial musician, dancer, actor, who's the artist of the future.
All right. Well, that's Richard Ortner. He's president of the Boston Conservatory, and Roger Brown, president of Berklee College of Music, talking about a merger of these two great Boston institutions. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
It's really, really interesting.